This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. The new one, the new digs. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Oh, yeah. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Let's talk about the Aero Precision Bill Proof Project, because this gun has been packed away till today since we moved on the 29th. And since I've taken to the range, well, we shot it the day that it was built. I think we ran two magazines through it. Then we shot it when we went out and filmed a bunch of stuff prior to the move. And so for me, a little bit about that gun and that project had dimmed a little bit until I pulled it out of the case today. When you order a bunch of parts and, Aero Precision USA is the place to go to do this if you're going to do this. When you order a bunch of parts, you know, you get a lot of boxes. You may, if you know what you're doing, which I didn't. I didn't in the bit. But what you want to do is you want to get out the boxes and you open the boxes and get everything where it's got to go. Figure out what it's going to be. For a lot of people, it's not so much that do these kind of projects that build guns like this, it's not so much about what they get at the end of the process. That's anticlimactic. The fun is the process. Now, AR-15s, they are the sum of the parts that you get, and some of those parts can be really captivating. Especially if you're going to buy it all at Aero Precision USA. And don't get me wrong. Now, like, for example, the AI-515, which is the five rings AR-15 pistol that Ace Firearms built for me, is a superb weapon that I couldn't have done. I can't do the kind of things they did to it. But as far as the mechanics of the gun, you know, that's the same. But what makes that one truly unique is the way they realized the parts and put them together to make them work with the color scheme and the paint scheme that I wanted on it and the symbolism that I wanted on it. That was what made that, and I couldn't do that. And that's where you need somebody with that kind of expertise. But there seems to be a really big upsurge in the interest of do-it-yourself building of AR platform guns. And in the firearms world, there's not that much of, you know, with the 80% and the poly 80s that are coming along on pistols and everything else, there's a lot of people going that way. But the only thing that I see similar out there in the world to building an AR-15 is building a bicycle. And, yes, I am a bike aficionado, too. A bicycle is a collection of parts that you can self-select. They've made whole television shows about this, where they've traveled the world and gotten the best part of this and the best part of that. Each component exists with a whole bunch of options, all at varying levels of trickery and expense and functional utility. You got pedals and grips and sprockets, suspension, seat posts, and on and on and on. available in so many states and even down to red tire valve caps. And that does make a difference. So when you get a bicycle and you start building the bicycle, the bicycle part that is the one part you keep is always going to be the frame. Everything else is expendable. And it's sort of like how a AR DIY person starts out with a receiver set. But the best part about building your own AR or rebuilding it is that you get to choose the components you want. And, yeah, I'm being redundant. I just said that, right? You just said that. Yep. But why anyone wants whichever component, and what is wanted is as individual as is the end result. So what you can or you might want to blow it out and build your ultimate. And even then, you're still saving money because you're getting what you want and only what you want. You don't have to spend the same dollar twice. Get what you want to start, and there's no waste in the form of replaced and then shelved parts. And it isn't like a factory-built AR-15 should be avoided. Not at all. Franklin Armor guns are joyous. These are outstanding AR platform firearms that had a research and development team behind that figured out how to get this perfect. And they're ready to go. And way on more now than ever. And the main deal there is, and this is where some people might hit a snag, that there's usually something or some things that somebody might want done differently. So, you know, it could come down to a very minor things, or it could come down to something really serious. So in the end, it is more convenient to buy a gun that is ready to go. And in the case of a higher end gun, you are also getting a very high level of quality control to go with it. But you don't have to be a certified gunsmith to successfully build up a fully functioning AR. I know. I'm not one. You need some tools, and you need some know-how, and you need some insight or some help, in my case, which is what I got with Bob Gotts. But it's not an old saying without reason. Get the right tools for the job. And this doesn't matter whether you're a plumber or a car mechanic or you're building AR-15s or bikes. And that sort of detracts from the save money draw. But it also might be why most... I can't remember his name. I used to have a guy that came on the show, and he owned a rack of AR-15s, and he had built them all. And for some people, once they get these tools in place and once they've had this taste of building one and watching it come together in front of them, it is great to watch that happen. And some of you are out there right now going, well, hey, Desert Eagle, you know, the late Desert Eagle, he built a great many guns from scratch. That was what he did. That was his speciality. And him listening to me now would cause him a great deal of amusement. But I just discovered this. I'm a late bloomer. But, I mean, custom touches now are becoming common, or at least commonly available. Barrels are gladly on that list, too, and it's possible to get a high-quality barrel with all the custom options ready to snug down on an equally custom upper receiver. Of all the 100 parts that you can get to make a AR-15, there's not one that hasn't been tweaked and re-engineered and remade and somehow changed. And, I mean, that's the thing with AR, Aero Precision. When I was filming with them, Jeff was filming with. He had a pocket full of new parts that they had just come out with. And as he was filming them, of course, I didn't. As he was describing them, I did not know what was going on with that. But I know now. I know now. And so, you know, the next project I think we're going to try to build is going to be an AR-10. And that's coming up pretty soon. So, and I'll film with them again in Indianapolis. But the joy of putting that one together, that re-erupted. When I pulled it out of the case and I looked at it and I said, I forgot how much fun it was to put this together and to go out and shoot this first time. So thank you to Aero Precision USA and to Bob Gotts for helping me do that. Thanks very much. And check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No. Someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
That is one of the truest statements you're ever going to find. If you're looking to build one, if you're looking to make the one you have better, that's the place to go get those parts. Go to aeroprecisionusa.com. Here's something for you, and I'm going to give this to you sort of mainly verbatim, simply because it needs to be done verbatim, because there are actually people that think you can legislate evil. Okay? And this is the thing about weapons. Weapons are defensive instruments, and as long as there's going to be something that can be used in a manner that is malfeasant, I mean, you can use a shovel as a weapon, and it's not meant to be a weapon. It's meant to be a tool. A gun is a tool of self-defense. That's what it is. It's not because, and yes, they are dangerous. They are dangerous, but that's because if they're not dangerous, they're not very, they're of no use to you. So, here's something from a Grant Gaydon, a contributor. I'm not really sure where this was. In the wake of the Christchurch mass shootings, New Zealand's government has quickly enacted to introduce a sweeping ban on a range of semi-automatic rifles and large ammunition magazines. While the U.S. has experienced numerous turning points like Christchurch, Congress has done nothing in the face of higher and higher casualties. Regardless of what side of the aisle you fall on, it's very clear the current state of gun control in America is out of control. Now we're going to start talking sound bites and misinformation. In the first of 311 days of 2018, there was exactly 307 mass shootings, according to USA Today. The solution isn't conservative lawmakers suggesting ideas like arming stressed teachers or even superintendents, arming students with rocks to take on active shooters. It lies in the country's leadership deciding enough is enough and banning civilian access to weapons of war. Most people can agree some low-caliber rifles and pistols can be useful tools for self-defense or hunting, but at a certain point, guns are the only are only used for one thing, and that's to kill humans. Yeah. We'll get to Grant. We'll get to that point with you, Grant, in just a second, please, sir. The fact we have access to the same weapons used by soldiers overseas is ridiculous, and it's also false, Grant. There's almost no situation in modern life that requires you to be packing heat. This is real life, not a video game. What about those 6,000 offensive gun uses per day? Mm-hmm. A little over 20 years ago, a gunman killed 35 people in Tasmania, Australia. The government introduced a similarly strict gun ban just weeks after. As of 2018, firearm homicides have dropped 42%, according to the University of Sydney and Macquarie University. New Zealand was able to draft a comprehensive plan in under 2 weeks that covered many loopholes, including the one that allowed the Christchurch shooter to purchase the gun he used legally. The plan even called for all current gun owners to participate in a buyback program. Lack of action by Congress is unsurprising once you realize that literally only six Republicans in all of Congress who do not receive donations from the NRA, according to the CNN. In our current split-party Congress, bipartisan push for sweeping gun control is unlikely, even though an executive order could easily enact the same change. No, it couldn't, you civics mental midget. Honestly, it can feel like a losing battle. Our country's leadership has remained unfazed through first graders being gunned down in Newtown to the videos of the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting aftermath in 2018. For how drastic the problem has become, the answer has to be more than simply voting. The survivors of the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting did the most so far for public discourse on gun control and inspired young people to participate in policymaking. Many of the students then took to the internet afterward where they were harassed and attacked by conservative pundits as immature and childish for pleading with lawmakers to prevent other students from having the experience for the same tragedy. What kind of country are we to force our own children to beg for their basic safety so some grown adults can play G.I. Joe? Well, Grant, let me simply say this, son. You have no grasp on reality. If the American gun owners that are here in the United States today, if the guns that we owned were out there to kill, there wouldn't be as many Americans around as there are today. Guns are used in defense of Americans here in the United States 3 million times a year. Both of the things that you referenced, both New Zealand and Australia, those types of rampage killing spree crimes were unheard of prior to that one, and then they had one, and they've been unheard since then. So they didn't have an issue before it happened. Then it happened. They weren't going to have an issue after it happened anyway, but now that it's been codified and adjudicated. In Australia right now, there's guns all over the place. In Australia right now, there's gun shops in garages. But the thing, the main thing you seem to be missing is that you can get out there and take away a tool or try to legislate away a tool. Where are they all going to go, Grant? You're going to snap your fingers and make them go away in a puff of smoke? If you're talking, I'll go with Dean Weingarten because I think Dean is, he's sort of low, but he believes there's 450 million guns. Do you know how many guns that is? That's a lot of guns. And how are you going to collect all of those? And if something happens and say, you know, like the D.C. Navy Yard shooting, most of the killings that were done with a 12-gauge shotgun, a pump. You know, you kill 12 people. Should shotguns be banned? If we want to get rid of crime, why don't we do away with Democrats? Because in every Democrat stronghold out there, that's where half of your crime occurs. Half of your gun violence, as you would call it. As if somehow or other there's no other kind of violence out there. I don't appreciate people that don't have a grasp on reality as it is on the ground, coming out and calling me because I want to, you know, practice the art of self-defense and I want to be prepared in case I ever have to be. And, hey, I hope I never have to be. But I am trained to a degree to where if I do have to be, it's going to be a very interesting report that night. But I hope I never have to be. But at the same time, Grant, I hope you never have to face that because you probably won't face somebody with an AR-15. You'll probably face somebody with a double-barreled shotgun or maybe a revolver. Then what are you going to think then? Because those are dangerous, too. Those are dangerous, too. The genie's out of the bottle, and you can't legislate evil. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he doesn't have an opinion on the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange.
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing. And I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange. I've been seeing what's happened with Assange, and that will be a determination, I would imagine, mostly by the Attorney General, who's doing an excellent job. So he'll be making a determination. I know nothing really about him. It's not my deal in life.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the floor of the Senate going after Democrats who are pushing programs like Medicare for All.
Tax Day seems like an especially fitting day to tell Washington Democrats, no thanks. No thanks. The Kentuckians I represent will prefer to keep more of their own hard-earned money.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money. Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle? Or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies. Or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, I know what my perfect world would look like. My perfect world would be one that Spock would be happy with. The utility of things like weapons would be just an accepted fact. You know, there would be no anti or pro-gun. It would just be the fact that these are necessary. And those of us who know how to use them correctly will do very well with them. But I don't live in a perfect world. In the world I live in, people look at guns and see that, you know, if I have them, I'm like a criminal in waiting. Don't point it at me. Don't get around me. The term gun safety advocate would be someone who talked about the need to follow safety rules, lock your guns up when you don't need them, possibly push for gun safety courses in public schools. But then again, we don't live in that world either. We're stuck with this one where some people are anti-gun. Some I get. They're emotional over it. Maybe they lost somebody. There is no closure to that. There's no making it better. There's no coming to grips with it, right? Maybe they're not able to think clearly on the top of guns, so emotion drives them. But then I read something the other day, and I also had to remember that apparently some people are anti-gun because they're just stupid. Somebody stupid wrote this. Dana Loesch is described as an American conservative, commentator, talk radio host, and spokeswoman for the NRA. Her response to the tragedy in New Zealand was even more tragic. The Prime Minister of New Zealand pledged to enact extraordinary restrictions on the purchase of assault weapons in her country. This followed the horrific outbreak of gun violence that killed some 50 Muslims whose only sin was observing their midday prayers. How did Ms. Lash respond? She was quick to parrot the NRA mantra, the U.S. isn't New Zealand, they do not have an inalienable right to bear arms, and to self-defense, we do. Apparently, the NRA and its spokespeople flunked junior high school studies. Allow me to interrupt here for a moment because I think it's important, mostly because it's nice to point out when somebody claims another has flunked junior high school studies only to betray their own ignorance. So, here the writer goes on. There is no such thing as an inalienable right to bear arms. Absolutely none. In the Declaration of Independence, it clearly states we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The reader, Lash, and the NRA will note that the so-called right to bear arms is nowhere mentioned, nor is it described as unalienable, because it is not and never was. Well, if your point of reference is the Declaration of Independence, congratulations. That stands to reason. It's a foundational document for this country, but it is not the law. You're also not going to find any laws encoded at all in its text. You're just not. But despite that issue, the writer doesn't stop there, because it gets better. They write, the Constitution of the United States was ratified in June 21, 1788. As originally written and approved, no mention whatsoever was made of unalienable rights, and there was never any guarantee of a so-called right to bear arms. The preamble of the Constitution reads, we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our prosperity, or posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution. God is not relied upon to form a more perfect union. That burden is placed squarely upon the shoulders of people in the United States. They not only assume the responsibility for justice, tranquility, and defense, and the general welfare, but it's clearly stated that this will be done under the terms of an adherence to the Constitution, i.e., the law of the land. Yeah, but anybody who's educated themselves beyond the left-wing anti-gun talking points understood that the Founding Fathers believed in the concept called natural rights. They wrote about it all the time in the Federalist Papers. These were rights they argued were guaranteed by God, and that government had no authority to override. If you're an unbelieving sort, then think of them as rights you're born with by virtue of just being here. That they didn't mention God specifically in the Constitution is irrelevant. It's a red herring trotted out by the progressive talking head with delusions of grandeur to deflect from the fact that he, she, or it, or Zier, doesn't have a clue about what they're talking about. But they continue on. Guns and an armed society are not viewed as offering a legitimate pathway for the pursuit of happiness. I don't know. I enjoy it. I'm able to pursue my happiness because I don't have to worry that someone might decide to break into my home and terrorize my family all because I had no means to defend myself. My enjoyment, frankly, of shooting alone could be argued to be a legitimate pathway for the pursuit of happiness. What the writer actually means is that guns and an armed society make them unhappy. Thus, it isn't legitimate. So, honestly, it keeps going on and on and on with the inane rhetoric that shows a profound lack of understanding of the Constitution, American history, or even rational thought. So they decided to sum it up this way. The point, simply this, if we're to enter into a meaningful dialogue about firearms and the potential threat they represent to the domestic tranquility, then we must agree to give the twisted and distorted rhetoric of extreme right-wing conservatives. So basically, she's telling us to shut up. My point is simply this. If we are to enter into a meaningful dialogue about guns and the people who misuse them and the threat that they represent to the domestic tranquility, then we must agree to give up radical, progressive talking points that distort both history and reality. You have to be able to come to me from a position of honesty intellectually in order for me to participate in any discussion. And by the way, the discussion does not mean I give up everything. I've already given up more than I wanted to give up. I, when I was in the military, and I was wearing the uniform, and I gave my youth and my knees and my back and my, you know, everything. And when I gave it all to the country in order to defend the country for you, and, you know, this is not the country I thought I was defending today, for example. It does. And sometimes I sit around just going, why did I do that? Why did I give you this time? Because there's a lot of things that you can replace. I could, you know, I can replace my cameras. I can replace my shoes. I can replace money. I can replace possessions. I can't replace time. And that's what I gave you. And getting out here and listening to this stupidity and this idiocy, just, I don't know, just, you know, on the one hand, I sit back and I say, well, we're all Americans here, and I should sit back and just take it all in stride. And then I listen to that nonsense, and I'm like, well, some of us are more American than others, because some of us actually understand what this country is about. And I'm almost certain whoever wrote this drivel, I'm pretty sure they never have stood in a chow line before, wearing a uniform where everybody's got the same haircut. I'm almost positive of that. So, anti-gunners, please join my world. It's not a perfect world, but it is a uniform world, and trust me, somebody might break into my house while I'm having my turkey pot pie, but they're going to regret that for the rest of their life, both seconds of it. Yeah? I would rather them not do it, but at the same time, I don't believe that there's a 100% chance that's never going to happen. So because of that, I am prepared. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn. Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Has anybody seen Maxine Waters run her committee? If there's a more arrogant, shrew, totally drunk on her own perceived power than her, I haven't seen it yet. I mean, you know, I've seen a lot of video of old pantsuit Clinton. I've seen her up there. I saw her interrogating or trying to interrogate Pete Mnuchin, the Secretary of the Treasury, which, Secretary of the Treasury, I always look at those guys like, oh, yeah, Secretary of the Treasury. These guys aren't nobody. They're nothing. Well, Secretary Pete, he gave a fair accounting of himself, and he was twisting her knots, and I enjoyed that. But it was her committee that Jamie Dimon was speaking to when the thing about loaning to gun companies came up. So the thing about the Democrats is they're always looking for a gotcha moment. Gotcha. And this past week she's been thinking she's reeled in a big one because she planned to line up the country's big bank presidents, just like the famous tobacco executives, and call them on the carpet over the student loan debt issue. And, oh, Maxine, she was loaded for bear. According to the Washington Times, at a hearing featuring a panel of seven bank CEOs, Ms. Waters ticked off figures of student loan debt and defaults and asked, what are you guys doing to help us with this student loan debt? Who would like to answer first? Mr. Monahan, big bank. Talking about Bank of America Chairman CEO Brian Monahan. He said, she was surprised because she was calmly advised by bank president after bank president after bank president that they didn't do student loans anymore because Barack Obama nationalized the entire student loan market. Brian Monahan replied, we stopped making student loans in 2007 or so. Ms. Waters replied, oh, so you don't do it anymore. Mr. Corbett, Citigroup CEO Michael Corbat said, we exited student loan lending in 2009. Then on to James Dimon, J.P. Morgan Chase chairman. He said, when the government took over student lending in 2010 or so, we stopped doing all student lending. At which point, now being thoroughly slam-dunked face first into the wood, Ms. Waters changed the subject saying, thank you, what about small business? I've been interviewed by people like that before. They get up there and they're asking me a bunch of questions, and they don't know that the answer is already out there. And it's not a good question to ask. And then they ask a question anyway, and then you hit them, and it's like slamming their hand in a drawer. So there aren't any big banks to blame for student debt anymore? No capitalists to call out on the carpet? Obama was the one responsible because he nationalized the market? Maybe she should talk to Obama about it instead. Because it's not as though there isn't a problem. According to the Times, the student loan debt has exploded fivefold, going from $154.9 billion in 2009 to $1.1 trillion in 2017, according to Investors Business Daily. If Maxine really cared about student loan debt, then she would have to call Obama onto the stand. Good luck with that one. And guess what? We can all see that she won't. Her interest in the topic faded to the size of a piece of gum mashed into a filthy sidewalk in her own home she won't live in South Central. So what's the leftist to do? This is the mother of all be clownings. And in Mrs. Waters' stiff field of competition, no less, she stands exposed as an ignorant boob. And on just the most basic of news matters involving financial services, signaling that she didn't even get her information from ordinary news outlets. This is the chairwoman of the House Financial Services Committee. Now, I can only conclude from this red-nosed circus performance at Waters, despite her record of corruption investigations, she might not know what she's talking about, at least not on matters that don't involve the guile of a dishonest pocket lining. She ought to be treated now with the seriousness that merits, which is none. And I can only hope that Trump will be sure to remind her, since she obviously doesn't read the newspapers. Since these things came out, I have wanted, I want to live in a Star Trek world, you know, where Scotty walks up to the computer and talks to the computer, and the computer tells him what's going on. And for a lot of people, that exists today. Because they'll either get home, Apple Home, whatever, Siri, whatever it is, or Amazon's Alexa, the talk to the computer digital assistant service. The only problem with Alexa is it turns out there's a bunch of listeners in on the other side. You're not talking to a machine as you think you might be doing. You are offering up some reality TV for the hipsters. And lots of them like to pick up the conversations, the ones that amuse them, and share their recordings of them with their coworkers on some company bulletin board. Coming from Fox News, Alexa's like having your own personal assistant that never asked for a raise. But the problem is she's always listening, and so are thousands of Amazon workers, according to a report. Teams stationed around the world listen to and transcribe recordings, then send them back into the Echo software to erase the gaps in Alexa's ability to understand speech. A report from Bloomberg said. Sometimes the workers can even hear chatter in the background while Alexa is on, but employees on the team are not authorized to speak about their work, Bloomberg reported. The employees, who range from contract to full-time, reportedly sign NDAs and listen to up to 1,000 audio clips per 9-hour shift. Although Amazon reportedly has procedures in place for then when potential criminal conduct is heard, two workers in Romania told Bloomberg they were told it wasn't Amazon's job to interfere. And in other cases, the workers said they sometimes use internal chat rooms to share recordings they found amusing. That was sort of badly written with its insufficient clarity, and I wonder what the hell they were talking about. So I went to the Bloomberg report, which, you know, Fox should have linked to that. And there we find sometimes they hear recordings they find upsetting or possibly criminal. Two of the workers said they picked up what they believe was a sexual assault. When something like that happens, they may share the experience in the internal chat room as a way of relieving stress. Amazon says it has procedures in place for in places for workers to follow when they hear something distressing. But two Romania-based employees said that after requesting guidance for such cases, they were told it wasn't Amazon's job to interfere. We take the privacy and security of our customers' personal information seriously, an Amazon spokeswoman said. In an email statement, we only annotate an extremely small sample of Alexa voice recordings in order to improve the customer experience. For example, this information helps us train our speech recognition and natural language understanding systems so Alexa can better understand your request and ensure that service works well for everyone. We have strict technical and operational safeguards and have a zero-tolerance policy for those who abuse our system. Well, stupendous. Now I just feel like it's only creepy because we don't get a sense of how anyone might be disciplined for breaking the rules. And based on the Bloomberg piece, sounds as if they're getting dangerously close with that bulletin board used for their own amusement. Law enforcement faces a very stringent penalty for abuse of data, whether through surveillance and when the FISA application courts start, watch for the fireworks, or through the violation of HIPAA health records. And remember all those hospital employees who were fired in Chicago for merely viewing the Jesse Smollett records out of curiosity, or the ones in L.A. who lost their jobs in the more distant Britney Spears mental health issues mental records case? But sometimes information has value. And when you consider that Romania is the home to some of the world's most prolific hackers, you wonder how stringent privacy safeguards might be there and whether one of them can find a way to monetize their shared findings from Alexa. But, you know, if you have one of these things, if you have Alexa, Amazon is listening to you. Just like if you have a Tesla is listening to you. We'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.